Continuing our shul and mashaka v'not in yenin Pesach Dushvav. We are on page Reish, page 20, in the Tiva Kavanot, and the Ariza says as follows: V'kasher yidorer brit kodesh lezivug yikatmu zivug besod apeh elyon besod Pesach v'zu yaiteh v'yifsach. That means when we start the Agada, we were going back and we were talking at the beginning of the Agada, when you start inviting the guest and you tell them all the guests should come and all the guests should eat and so on and so forth, when you're doing this with your peh. That's the magid. Magid is say it with the peh, because if you say it without hearing, then that's not really, you're not yotzi yomitzah. You have to say, it has to come out from your peh. The reason it has to come out from your peh, because you have to use that hevel, that breath which is coming out, is very, very important. Now what you're doing over there is really be'etzim, unusually, he's calling it a zivul, because you're introducing various aspects of your das, which is chasadim and the gvurot, combined with the hevel, and all these different various combinations we see in the Kitav Arizal, brings down, all combining in what's called the peh. That's called the zivug peh, and also we find these kavanas in Ogea to the achila, which is also a zivug between the Elyon and the Tachton of the Shanaim, and that's why we call it Pesach, because that's the peh being sach, speaking. Sach means speak. So you Pesach, you're doing the zivug al yidei the peh by doing the mitzvahs of magid, and you tell them all to come and eat the Pesach, because introducing and inviting to mikayim, also being part and parcel of your mitzvah of Pesach. V'hine mechutz la'aretz ein zivug ki'im be'eretz Yisrael. Now that's a very difficult statement to say, because to take it pshut k'mashma means we're not making any zivugim, so we might as well not do any kavanas at all, which is not b'chol the pshat over here. The pshat, rather, the mafashim explained that you're not making a zivug k'ru'ui. That means the ultimate zivugim that you make between Yisrael and Rachel and Musaf Shabbos and Yaakov and Rachel and Shachis and so forth and Mincha, and all these zivugim that you make are not on the same intensity as they are in Eretz Yisrael. That's what he means. Ein zivug karu'ui, you should add in, ki im be'eretz Yisrael. V'zeh ma she'amar hashtacha bli zivug. That means, ki v'yofo, that means be'erchin. That means what we are here now in chutzlaret, hashtahacha, that we're in chutzlaret, it's as if we are not making zivugim. That's pshat in hashtahacha. V'shana ba be'aret Yisrael, v'yizdaveg amelech, which is za'im, Eretz Yisrael Yona, which is Nukva, v'zu keneged kol dichvin yete v'yechol, shusod zivug karu'oi. I'll add in. Again, so he's comparing the chutz la'aretz to here, and as if we're not making any zivugim, and therefore the whole tefillah of the beginning of the Agada is, come to Eretz Yisrael, and there you're going to make the proper zivugim, and all intendencies, and therefore, by bringing the zivug and the shikim, as he says right now, v'yu aneshikim mitzad bina shum makom ha'achirut, v'ze ma shekatuv v'achakar v'hashtacha avdei l'shana ba be'ar Yisrael b'nei chorin. So that is the pshat of it. So let's see the tiva kavanot in kuf ein gimel. He says bezman shebeit hamikdash hu bechina anikra be'eretz Yisrael shayin kayam haya zivug karoi. But bezman galut akol bechina chutz la'aretz ve'en kavana davke bechutz la'aretz ela bezman galut nikra chutz la'aretz ve'az ein mikayim inyan zivug. And it was zug karoui. Again, I'm going to emphasize that. And then he says, "Ot hey zu shehi." When he talks about l'shana ba ba'aretz Yisrael, is daveg melechim Yisrael im eretz Yisrael zivug elyon v'zug keneged kol dichin yetev yechol shu sod azivug. Now shehi a malchut. Now we're talking about malchut making a zivug with the Yisrael, which is Zah. That means like this. When we say Halachmananya, when you're using the Ot He of the Halachman, which is again a representation of Nukva, Bizmanazir Kivashi Enbat Zivug, Avdashana Ba Bibiat and Mashiach Kayem Zivug Haru'i. Vuhua Nika Arad Yisrael, Shizavik Zah, Nika Melech Im Amalchush Nika Eretz העליונה, ואז תקבל את בחינת האכילה שהיא הזיווג. Again, remember this, האכילה היא זיווג. Then he said, לעתיד לבוא, כשיהיה הזיווג הרוי, הרי יהיה גם בחינת נשקים הקודמים לזיווג, ולכן יהיה בחינת בני חורים, כיוון שכל נשקים הבא מן הבינה, ובינה כלל על מדי החירות. העיקר הכוח הזיווג הוא מן הבינה. Because the bina is that bina is the koach, is the gvura that's on the left hand side, and the only way to set somebody free is in the koach, in the gvura. That's why it has to come via the bina, and the bina is the alma de chirut, that's the freedom that comes by the gvura, and that's why we daven the shana haba, we're going to be completely free, meaning we are connected to the bina, latid lavo. And then he says as follows, he says, sikum kavanat matzah. Which is actually the next. So we're going to make a little summary of what we learned so far. This is as follows: Tiv Kavanot Kuf Ayin Vav. Matzah Rishona Hi Moach HaChokma. Moach HaChokma. So we're going to work when the first matzah is Moach HaChokma, which is on the right hand side of our chart. Shnia Matzah Bina Moach Bina, which is on the left hand side, and the third matzah Shlishit Moach Adah, which is the Emsa. V'Sidran Kachu. Gadud Rishon, which is the third row in our chart. Kva Kvanu Bishnei Kosod Rishonim Alidav Shachat Mochim Shkvan Nichnu Kedushat Yom. That Gadud Rishon is going to come in Kedushat Yom, both for the Abba chart and both for the Ima chart. That means both Mochim the Abba, Mochim the Ima. Vata Anu Mechavanim Amshich Katnut Sheni VeGadud Sheni. That means row number two and row number four. That's why we have to concentrate, because again, row number three has already been done by itself, Kiddush Sayyom. And then, Kato Sheni lo kibel macho kavanat shemot shelayem, aval anu mechavelem amshich otam. So even though Kato Sheni, which is row number two, we haven't the specific names, we have to know the mochim are coming in. V'yesh omru lechavim ayem kemo mochim di'ima di Kato Sheni, shemechavelim akadat nechlukum v'zeh ased. So even though in the tzad abu we don't have it, some say we should mechavel, again, a duplicate kavanah that we saw by Ima. Va'achga mechavanim lamshich gadlut sheni. Then we finally bring row number four. Va'achga mechavanim lamshich katnut rishon. And then only after that, then you go to row number one, which is called gadlut rishon, katnut rishon. Ve'inei b'mochem de'ima shehimshichu al yedei kosot asu ma'aseh miyuchad lamshich katnut rishon al yedei kapa. So how do we bring in? That's the question. How do we bring in the Katan Rishon? So he says, on the Ima side, we're going to do Aridei the Kosot of wine. Those are the Dalet Kosot of Yarim. Ve'asu ma'asim yuchad amshicha et katnut rishon adei ha-kapas. And as well, you're going to do the kapas. Aval the matzah nichnas kol b'matzah atzma. Aval sha'enu magdim ha-kavana el shel katnut sheni ve'gadlut sheni. So we're going to do obviously the katnut rishon last. As it said, there are called moach moach. B'matza rishona anu mechavanim et kol madrigot klalut b'moach hachokma. So when it comes to the matza, which is the abba side, we do first the chokma side first. V'ainu katnut sheni v'gadlut sheni. Row number two, row number four. V'achke katnut rishon shel moach hachokma. Then we do katnut rishon, which is row number one. On the right hand side, which is the Chokhma side. Umatza Shniyah, Kol Madreg, Gadlut Rishon, Katnut Sheni, Vigadlut Sheni, Vachaka Katnut Rishon, Shelem Moach Bina. The easy way to remember is you have to always know that the Katnut Rishon always comes last. Umatza Shlishi, Kol Madreg, Shelem Moach Adat, Shiyesh, Bo Moach Hasadim, Dedat, Moach Gvod, Dedat. We have to know that when you're doing the third matzah, it's always applicable to the third. And final calf, which is the middle calf, that's the easy way to remember. Third matzah, third calf, which is the middle calf. Amamshir hakol moach gadlut rishon katnut sheni gadlut sheni v'achikah katnut rishon. That's to say, the first you're going to work with the gadlut rishon, which is row number three. Katnut sheni is row number two, and then you're going to go to row number four. And then row number one. So I hope that says it's clear, so I'm going to repeat myself. So row number three, row number four, And so row number 3, row number 2, row number 4, and then finally row number 1. וכל זה במוח חסדים לדעת, בין במוח או בין במוח הגבוה לדעת. והנה כוונות הקטנות הראשון, בזה יש שני מהלכים, זה שתי מהלכים, שיש דרך לכוונים במילואים, ואז מחולקים המוחים באופן מילואים. המוח חוכמה ה' במילואי י', המוח בינה ה' במילואי ה'. A moach dat he bimilu aleph. So either you add to the he a yud or yada he or yada aleph. Aval yesh derech lechavanim shemelukim pashut. Baofen ze chiluk b'neihem hu mitzvah d'ot he shel shem elokim b'moach chokhma he b'tzur yud dalet. V'ka b'toch a he hu b'tzur yud. B'chinat dalet vav dahaynu shekav shutoch he hu b'tzur vav. ודעת שלושה קווים וווווו, דהיינו שכולהם צועצות שלושה ווים. So therefore there's another way you can machaven through the pashut, and when you look at the hey, what's going to differentiate the right and left and the middle side is either you spell the hey hey yud, that means dalid yud, or you can spell it dalid vav, or you can spell it with the three vavs. וכאן כתב הרב שהמוחים דאבא מכוונים אותו כפשוטם ומחלקים צועות הי. So the Rav says, the Midariza says, you machalik it in that surah. V'niz ba'ikash, pulata prisat matzah, emsaid, anu, rumazim, shloshet tziurim ha'elu. Shebetchila, that's he got, hey, dalit, tzodvav. Remember, we're going back, what we just recently learned, is that way you break the middle matzah into a dalit and a vav. That's the first way you spell of a hey. או משחברים או דלית אל מצה שלמה או רומזת עוד ה' בצורה י' דלית נעשית D. And then when you take the dalit of that and you leave the vav fafi common, the double dalit, which is the middle matzah, will be connected to the first matzah, the top matzah, which is representative of a yud because it's shalem. So you have the ha' spelled dalit yud. And then finally, the matzah shlisha romezet al tzio shlosha vavim. And the last matzah is representative of the last way you spell the hey by the three vavs. Okay, very good. So therefore, Baruch Hashem, we're moving on to the mitzvot now, a new mitzvah called Maror, and the mitzvah of Koreh. And he says as follows here on page Resh Beis. Ve'ata nivarer inyan charoset. Means even though he's starting off by saying Maror Korer, but he says first, before that, I'm going to be makdim to you Charoset. Vida, Keziv uganase belepesach hu im Rachel, because we know there's five different types of zivugim. There's Yisrael and Rachel, there's Yaakov and Rachel, there's Yaakov and Leah, Yisrael and Leah. They all mean various zmanim, achre chatzot, lifnei chatzot. So the one we're doing during Pesach, we have to know, is done with Rachel. Ve'en zivugim in Leah klal b'Leah, is that we're not doing Leah b'chlal. Kemo shba limata. So what I want to read over here is the Shefa Kavana. Very interesting Shefa Kavana. He says over here in Ot Nun Dalet. He says, Da'ak zivug z'naz b'Leah Pesach hu im Rachel ve'en kavanat Leah klal. Says I leel ba'er shvelei shach yoter chizach chitzonim. Lechem b'meshach kol ha'pesach nichnes toch za. V'zu sod shmirat matzah b'chimutz shelo yishvutu akali b'leah. So why, you know, why do we eat matzah which is matzah shmura? Why can't we eat regular matzah? Because the answer is because the matzah was dealing with is a remez to matzah shmura. Anyways, is a remez to leah. And the reason why we have to make her shmura, means to guard her, is because we don't want end in the chitzonim, because she's very, very close to the chitzonim. We don't want her any achiza over there. That's why we have to make her shamur. That means we put her into za. And therefore, that is where the phrase has been coined by matzah shmura. ושמיר הזו ששומרים את לאה מהחיזר חיצוני בפלזר מועלת ללאה לכל ימות השנה ששוב אינו צריך השמירה. So once we do that, the question is why all around the whole year we eat normal bread. Pesach we go crazy about this matzah shmura. And we just explain the reason why we do Matzah Shmura is in order to guard Leah. So what about the rest of the year? Why aren't we guarding Leah the rest of the year? What happened there? The answer is the particular type of guarding that you're doing on Pesach, says the Mefarshim, is so strong and so inhibiting to the chitzoni, they don't come close to it the entire year because of this simple fact that you did not eat any chametz and you kept the matzah shmura, alright? And due to that, that gives a shmir on the entire year. V'zir b'yo anyan yudah arizah sh'nizam mashu mechametz b'pesah sh'lo yichadei kol ha'shana v'o mechavem shmerenu et le'a sh'lo yichadei chitzoni b'pesah. That's why the Arizal was particularly very meticulous in his shmirah of chametz. Excuse me. In order not to eat any chametz the entire time, even a mashu, we're talking about even unintentionally, he would make sure that he would go crazy on the cleaning of this house, far from anything, any animal. He wouldn't eat any bird or anything, because just in case that there is a kernel of wheat which is caught into the animal, which is now in the meat somehow, in the flesh. You know, tremendous at length. Why? For this reason. Because since Leah needed Shmir Mu'ula, which is going to keep her for the entire year, Shamur, therefore the Shmirah, meaning diktuk in the mitzvah of not eating nicham, is not to be par excellent in order to make the Shmirah for the entire year. And Agav, there's a segula, somebody who's married, shomer chametz the entire year, no, nothing can happen to the entire year. Lo yichate kol hashana, no avera can come to a person's house, if, which is very, very difficult. V'hu mechaven ששומרים ליה שלא יחוזו בחיתונים בפסח, ואז זה מועיל לכל השנה. הנה לכם, בכל פסח, וזיבו רק עם הרחב ולא ליה. That is the reason why the Ariz is telling over here that there's no zivug with Leah whatsoever. You know why? Because she's being hidden now, and when she's hidden, there's no possibility to make a zivug with her at all, because she's within Zah as opposed to being in front of Zah. Okay, let's go back to now. Im kozel, anu tzirichim lamtik et adinim shabah. So even though we're not metapel and making zivug with Leah, we still have to do mituk adinim. Vav b'shein zivugima zin asya adi b'tipul marov v'charoset asher milat charoset chibur rut sach. And that's why these mitzvot have come to our hand, are been instituted, have been created in order to make the shmir, in order to make the tikkun on these, on the nukva, which is the mitzvah of charoset, the mitzvah of maron, the mitzvah of korech, all this in order to guard, and in order to assist it to guard the emituk of dinin of Leah. And he says as follows, pirush ha'inyan. We know that Leah, nukva d'zah, is considered to be adnut. There's two of them. Because they're separate. Leah is completely dinim. Because she's the backside of the fallen bits of imaylayin. But the shas shvira. Lachain shem adnut. Shem adnut mitchalek b'hem l'shtei b'chinot. L'shtei b'chinot. Therefore, two b'chinot came out of this. Ki shem adnut pshuto hu barachel umilu hu b'leah. Therefore, since they're both the general category that we put the rachel leah is the word we use, the word of adnut. We have to understand there's two ways to spell adnut. Therefore, one for rachel, one for leah. Pashut is rachel and milui is leah. לפי שמילוי בגמטריה אלוקים שהוא דין ולכן ניתן ללאה. Okay, so therefore that the milui is אלוקים to reflect and to remind us that she is כולו דינים, as we just said, she's אחורי מבימה. והנה לו כי עדנות במילואה הוא טב רש עין וב. So when you take the milui of עדנות, you're going to come up with a gematria of 671. When you take out the pashut and you just leave the miloi, the minyan of adnut l'rachel, because you take the miloi, so the pashut, and you give it over to Rachel, And Yisha Miloshu Begemat Rut. So what is the miloy? How much does the miloy come out to be of the adnut? It's 666. Sorry, take that back. 606 root. Eleya, is this so dot yod root shibecharoset? Because if you look at the letter of charoset, it's spelled chet resh vav samach tav, and then in those words you see that the resh vav tav is there. That is root shei bechinat leya. Shteot yot sach, the last two letters, 68, shvachos, nisham shem, b'chinat mochim de zav. That's going to be left for zav. Shem nikraim chaye amelech kiminyan tzach, because zav is called chaye amelech, which is goof of the Gemara of 68. Kibubah b'yem tefilin shem shlosha shemot, eke, avaya, eke. Right, because tefillin, we're not going to go into right now that the kavanas of tefillin is part of the remembrance of tefillin, that there's a mitzvah to remind yourself that you're wearing tefillin the entire time. It's based on these shemot of eke, avaya eke. Now, if you add those three names together, that is 21, 26, and 21 makes exactly 68, which is the gematria of Chaim, which is the gematria of Rut, of Sach, which is the gematria of Chaya Melech. And that all puts everything together. V'akavala hi l'amshir achayim aniskam l'mina mochim d'zay le'a nikra rut k'dei shi'im tiku adinim. And this is the punchline. What you're actually doing is that when you're eating the charoset, you're imagining that the root should be charoset. Three of the five letters are going to nurturing and building up le'a. And the other two letters of charoset, which is samachet, which is the gematria of 68, which is the gematria of those Chai Melech, which is the gematria of Zah, is a remez to tell you that the Sach Netzutzos of Zah are coming to do the mitzvah dinin of Leah. Veze sod maror. And also, this is exactly the same intention of, and the kavanos of maror. She gematria mavet, mem vav tav. Shem sod dinim amarim sheba. So the mavet is a remez to maror, is a remez to the chitzorim which are it achez, that they're holding on to Leah and sort of being yonic from her and taking all her energy, all her shefa. So that's why you have to dip the maror into the charoset, meaning you have to do mitu kadinim on the maror, which is the mavet, which is the chitzonim. You have to slow them down, you have to be mamtik them in order that they shouldn't be yearning from Leah too much. That's the kavan of maror and charoset put together. V'zu atam shetelech she'agish tam amirurut. אם בלו לא יצא על ידי חובתו עד שילעשו סיינו בשינה כי על ידי תחינה שינה ממתקת ומדבקת excuse me ומדקתקים כוחות הדינים שבא כמובץ לנו בעינן כוונת אכילה על ידי למד בית שיניים. So what exactly are you doing? There's a halakha that states that if you swallow your maror, you're not yotze. Why do people swallow it? Because they want to taste the bitter taste. The hakufa. You're supposed to be tasting bitter taste. That's a pipshat. A pipsod, but rather, why are you supposed to be chewing it? Not because you want to taste it per se, but rather what you want to do is that you want to make a zivug between the shenayim elyonim and the shenayim atachtonim. This is part of the kavanas of eating, and you want to make a mituk adinim. Adrabba, he says al idei tchinat shenayim mamtikim umidabikim kochot adin sheba. I know what you're doing is that you're releasing the koach amirirud of the bitter which is inside the maror, and what you're doing is that you're releasing it and making the maror weaker. Obviously, the more you crush it, the more the charifus is going to be leaving it. That's called mitukadin. So that's on a poshup set. But al api. So what you're doing is that you mamtik the dinim of leah, which the chitzonim are ochos over there, in order to have the shefa be nechaz leah more properly. And that's the inin of the Lamed Bet Shnai, the 32 teeth. 32 tooth, right? So you can have the teeth on top, teeth on the bottom, doing this hamtaka. V'liyot ki ein zivug b'liyah b'lel Pesach v'chein lo huskara rak derech arai. So therefore, now we know, as he stated, that we don't make a zivug in Leah, because the zivug in Leah can't be possible because she's b'fnimza. So, but rather, we see that we're making a zivug in Achila Shubimaro in order to do this. This is not really a zivug. L'chein no litzkum der arai bina chos she'enu ela zecher ba'am ala midi v'sofrim ve'enu mitzvah kemo ayayim mitzvah. So it's not in the agav. He calls it a der arai. Interesting. He didn't call it mitzvah gemura like wine and eating matzah, but rather it's a der arai. L'chein lo huskor rak der arai aremet bina chaoset. Okay, so let's see. Kuf Ayin Gimel over here says, "Kivah sheikar zivu bePesachu v'imarachel ve'en zivu l'nechav l'nechen l'chamusuchom esleleya ein mitzvati ikar din takana zom takat zare ein anu oskim at belel Pesach she nizker ba'afun arai shekol mitzvah ba'hu rak zecher v'dvarim sofrim v'dvarim sofrim." ואין מצווה כאשר מצוות הלילה ביין ומצה. So there are mitzvot that we find in the Torah. Those are the mention over there is to tell you those are the ikar. Why are the ikar? Because there you're making zivug in Rachel. That's why it's ikar. Ma she'enkin when you're making zivug in Leah. Well, not really proper zivug, but rather hamtakas b'der zivug. Leah, those are derech agav, because that's not the central focus that we were looking over here. We're not doing the amtaka per se in Leah, but she comes agav in order to do the shmir samatza. Okay, now let's continue. We are on page Zayin. Achakach, inyan ashtei kosot achronot. Okay, so therefore we've done the chavosid, we've done the maror, and now we're moving to the last two kosot of yayin of the seder night. Oh, v'hen b'chinat shnei mochin d'mitzad ima yayin, as we know, that's a left chart on our side, the left chart of ima, bring the mochin, the ima tzaza. Yikar chasadim v'gubuot v'yikra yachal mordada, and that's going to be the two middle columns that we find. Malachem. אלו אשתי הכוסות אין רואו להפכין הביניהם לשתות כוס אחר של רשות לפי ששניהם במוח אחד נקרא דת צריך לחברם יחד לכלול אותם זה וזה כמו שאברר לכן בין שליש לרבי לא ישתה כנזכה במשנה והוא כהחסדים אני הגבורות הם זכר נקבה וצריך לחבר מיחד. You know, there's interesting halacha that you can't drink between the third and fourth coats. It's stated in Shulchan Aruch. What's the reason? It's not clear. Different reasons brought by the Mishnah Berurah, the Chayei Adam over there, that you should become shikur and whatever. Other or nirei kemosif al kos. It looks like you're adding. You're supposed to drink four. The Torah says remez in the Torah, and we're drinking five and six. We're adding. So Tamim Keilu. Now, I what the Aril is saying over here, based on the Zohar, that's not B'chlan the reason. The reason is because the third cause and the first fourth cause is the Chastadim Dadat, Keneged Chastadim Dadat, Gvor Dadat, which in other words is Keneged Zacha Nekeva, husband and wife. And the last thing you want to do is be Mafrid Ish Meishto. The last thing you want to do is create a situation where there's a separation between them, and therefore drinking another kos is ki'ilu, you bring somebody else into the relationship. That's not a good idea. We're trying to miyachet things as opposed and creating new shef as opposed to being mefarid things, and that's why these two kosot have to be drank without any kosot between them. Ine nivarata kavana kol kos me'ilu ashtayim bifnei atzmo o be'ed kavanatam chavel lechlo shneiem yachet kmo shivayer. In a kos rishon, I'm going to make a little summary over first. The Arizal. So the first thing we see is kos rishon. Kos rishon is chasadim shebedat. Hine katan rishon shelohu elokim d'miluoy alafim. So what would be a good idea at this point is look at the chart. Those who have the chart over here, and we're going to look at the left chart, which is the ima chart. And so we're going to map it on the chart over here. So what he's talking about over here is the kos rishon. Kos Rishon. So on this particular chart, it's very easily identifiable by, you see that on the right hand side there's one kos. On the left hand side, by the bugger, there's two kosot. That's showing the second kos. The middle is showing a variety of kosot. That means three and sometimes four. That means a third. That's showing us, that's a sign for, that's the third kos you have to drink. And on the left hand side was the gvoda dat. That's when you have to drink the fourth kos. Okay, so again, the right is the first. Left, you kind of the left is the second kos. Third is the right middle, and then the fourth is the left middle. That's where it's going to go. Now, he says, Kos Rishon, hu chasadin shebedat. Vihine, akatnud rishon shelo, hu elokim dimilu alafim, avah atzur ad alef shebimu lo ot hei, ahei de elokim, imirinad yud vavdalet, kenizke le'el, kaze, alef, and then the alef is spelled with the yud vavdalet. V'gadlud rishon e avaya de ma de alafim. Since we're dealing with zam, we're dealing with ma, and therefore it's going to be the avaya de ma de alafim. V'katnut yosheni, hu shem agadat, those are agadat, v'v'china cheshbono, shu gematria ad, or aid. And then finally, gadlut sheni, which is the fourth level, hu avaya de ma dalafim. So if you can see that all on the page, which is the page 219, that is what he calls the Kos Rishon. Now let's see the Tiva Kavanot. Kuf Sadi Tet. Kos Rishon Kavanot of the Kos el Kos Shlishi. Shu Rishon mi ben shnei achronim. Shu bechinat achasadim shebedat. So he's mentioning that Kos Rishon is a chasadim dat, which is a contradiction in terms, because Kos Rishon is the ab, which is the right hand side. It's not chasadim bechalal, it's a chokhmah. But what he's saying is that first out of the two, out of chasadim dat, is going to be the first out of the two. So that's the middle calf. And then, let's continue in Resh. He says as follows. That the Aleph of Katnud Rishon, when you look at the Shemot of the Mochim particularly, not the Kelim, we're talking about the Shemot of the Mochim, of the Kos Shlishi, because then the way you're going to spell it, obviously it's Katnud Elokim, so therefore the Hey is going to be the Milu Aleph. Shemot Hadat. Now the way you're going to spell the Aleph is actually Aleph Lamed, Hey, and the Yud, and the Mem, the Tzot, and the Aleph is going to be spelled with the Yud. Amnam mikivan shekan gam kavanat al gvod dat agvod dat shem ken emelukim olamai shid alafim ela shebeechad shebohu b'tzod yud vav dalit v'kol zinichnat bekapas. So when you do the kapas, which is interesting enough, really is an extension of the kos. Is extension of the kos. And I'm shachas the kos. The mochim are very similar. And therefore, the chasadim dat, the aleph of the hay is going to be spelled vav yud vav. And the aleph of the gvod dat is going to be spelled yud vav dalet. That's how you can spell the aleph. So if you look at the diagram over here, which is number 11, on the diagram, and our numbers over here, look at the aleph, and if you look carefully, it is spelled on the right-hand side one way and left-hand side the other. Now let's continue. Reish Aleph. Gadlud Rishon shel chasadim dat hu b'havayi d'milu d'ma. Kaze, Yud Vav Dalet. Okay, Yud Kevavke. Again, once the rule is once you're working with the Gadlud, you're going to be working the Mochim d'Havaya. B'Havaya. Okay, so let's continue now. The Kos Acharon, which is the fourth Kos, here on page Reish Tet, he says, Kikat Rishon hu elokim dimilu alafim. Ela shetzurat ha'alef shebimu lo yahei hu tzurat yud vav dalet kaze. And he shows you how it's spelled, yud vav dalet, the aleph. Began with Rishon ha'aviyah de ben ahi, because the ben, because it's the last, you know, abzag zma'o ben will be last, that's the last Kos. Kat v'sheni hu akadat. Akedah, not pronouncing properly, because we don't want to mention the Shemot properly. Akedah, and there's a mem at the end. B'bichinat cheshbono shu a'ed. If you add all the letters together, you're going to get 72. Again, once you work with the gadlut, that's going to we're working with the havaya the ben havaya dafka. Amnam atatichaber. Then you're gonna really, because it's really one kav. So even though we're making a chilul between the kav rishon and the kav sheni, but you have to know it's all one kav. Amnam ata tichaber shnei kavanot yachad b'kos rishon v'achar kach tichaber l'shteihem b'kos sheni v'nisiba zu k'nizkar l'chlol otam yachad b'sod zachar v'nekeva. Like you said, you're not supposed to drink between the first and second cup, because when you do that, you're not getting the kavan tzayi b'yachad, which is chasad v'nam gvod otam. And then he says, v'kavah amalnu le'el שנירלן הסדעתי ששמעתי שיש חילוק בקטנות השני בין חסדים גבוהות בשם עד כדת. כי זה חשבונו עם הכולת בסוד שלוש פעמים יבוק. וזה חשבונו עד, עד. אבל לא מצאתי כתוב בקונתך שכתבתי בו מה ששמעתי ממוריזה. So in his opinion that the מוכים that come in when you're dealing with the קטנות שני is different, and that you can see on number 51 and 52 on our chart, that you'll see over there that the akedat is different over there. the katnut sheni, sorry, that's in row number two from the top. So it's, the top is number one, row number two is the katnut sheni. And over there, you're going to see that what? You see on the right-hand side, which is 55, and the left-hand side, which is 56. So 55, you see, it's completely different from 56. 55 is akadat, and that you can bring in all the gematrias to come out with the mochim and the levushim. And by, when you're dealing with the mochim, which is on the gvotadat, that's going to come out with the akadat, but that is only the just the pshuto gematria, which is 74, which is the gematria of eight. It's out of the eight. So either it's yabok or eight, but he has no proof for that. But nevertheless, in Sidur Shash, Hitaka brings this down as the proper kavana to have the mochim between the kos rishon and the kos sheni. Kos rishon and kos sheni. So let's read the nativa kavanot in Resh Yud Aleph, and he says as follows. Atama davar lama bekos shlishi mechavanim gam et kos arevi. Our kos arevi mechavanim gam et kavanot kos shini. Because this is very exceptional to what we're doing over here. Because you're moving from kos shlishi, you do all the kavanot. Very good, you put that aside. Then you move to kos arevi and you do the kavanot and you put that aside. Like you've done all the kavanot. And that's the way it works in all the kavanot kulot. Except the exception over here is that when you're doing the kavanot of kof shlishi, believe it or not, you have to still have the kavanot of kos revi, even though you haven't drank it yet. And when you're doing vice versa, when you're doing a kos revi, and this is important to understand this, you also have the kavanot of the kos shlishi, even though you've already drank it. Paradox. And the reason for that is because, again, because we're talking about Zav and Nukva, we're talking about the inin of Yichud, we're talking about connecting Zachav and Nekivah together. Anu tzirichim lichlal v'chavam yachad. It's a kav, at the end of the day, it's a kav imtzai, which is one kav. Even though we speak about it, and theoretically, it looks to us as if it's two kav, but it's all one kav. Malachen, b'kol kos anu mechavanim et kavanot shel kosh ha'acher, o mechavan kavanah zu b'yachad, and we bring them all together. And then it continues, because the shlishi hu b'chinat ha'chasadim shebedat, tzavich l'archam in the mitzvah shem ha'akadat, sh'ole a'ed, sh'tziur av ha'kol el'im ole ayin hei, ayin hei, והוא מספר אותיו של שלושה פעמים הוויה אלוקים במלאים של כל אחד מהם כשנכתב בשוטו של ספר שהוא מספר יבוק. That's going to come out with it. All those letters are 75. ושלוש שמות אלו הם שהם שלושי יבוק שנכתבים במילוי יש בהם סמכתרת אותיות בצירוף שישה כוללים הוא מספר עין ה' and that's going to be on the right hand side again, that's going to be the Yabok, and the left hand side, that's going to be AIDS. Okay, with that we have finished now the Drush of Drush Vav. Be'ezat Hashem, we can, well, we'll finish now for today, and Hashem, next time we'll be learning the Siddur HaShash.